Welcome to Everdeen! Number one sports betting show, coming out of the Buyback Vehicle Corporation. I am Toe Diggs.
And a baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian state. She's a bearded wonder.
Hell yeah.
Nicholas Skates is here.
How we doing?
Good, how are you? I'm the man behind the cameras.
Papa.
Oh, no.
Papa Mitt?
Fuck, cleaned up last night, the young lad. Yeah.
How'd you do, Mitt? Pretty good?
Not bad.
7-0.
Didn't even know he had 7 picks.
What?
Didn't even know I had 7 picks.
You had 7 picks?
Oh, yeah. I hit the Heat twice, so 6-0.
Well, you know what you did is you rode with the coin.
Win's a win. I'm glad you had a good night because I got absolutely fucking trounced.
The ice fucking crushed me.
It has been unkind in these playoffs, boys.
A lot of people were tweeting me.
Tony,
yes, man. Yep. I got a lot of those tweets.
What's that?
That disrespected the coin.
Oh, that's why you had a bad night.
And the coin took vengeance. And I'm not going to, as someone who is very superstitious, not a little stitious.
Not going to do it again.
I am superstitious.
I saw somebody go against
Say a bad word about that coin again.
That's not true, but I like it in this moment that you are showing respect and forgiveness.
I will. That the coin is my God. Jeez. What were you going to say?
Somebody doesn't like first 5 bets. That was the end. Goodbye. you're blocked. If I tweet out first 5 bets during the day and you have a problem with not betting the full game, it's a good run, pal. I hate to say, blocked a guy for that? What do you want from me, dude? I gave out fucking 6 picks before noon.
Today.
I don't have a full game bet. I don't have a total bet. I've never bet totals.
I did not tweet out the picks today because of
things like that.
No, because I was very nervous after how last night went.
I'll shoot more.
Now, I won the Yankees.
Today?
Yes.
Reds, watch out. Here come the Reds.
Reds getting hot?
Yeah. They are
going.
Now they're going to be 7-20, whatever, but...
Yeah. They're getting hot.
Put up a fucking 14 spot right now on the Brewers.
I hate Hauser. I really do. Anytime I bet on Hauser, I fucking lose.
If it's not Corbin Burns, I think I hate the entire Brewers pitching staff, though.
Just the Brewers in general, I kind of don't like.
By the way, I'm not judging you for who you block. I blocked the guy today because he said Nathan Peterman can't throw a ball.
That's someone you feel strongly about.
Correct.
That's fair. That's family.
That is fucking family. I am on D-backs first 5 money line.
Yes.
Have you seen the D-backs lately?
Took them last night.
The boys are fucking playing.
I forgot to mention this because I threw it in at the end. I added the Red Sox. I know the Red Sox have been bad. They always play well in interleague. Always.
Sox?
Yes. I should have mentioned that.
To my point, the D-backs are 8-2 in their last 10. Miami's 1-9 in their last 10. They have kind of fallen off. So you and I are both on the D-backs, which is just getting started right now.
Also got the got old Gilbert and the Mariners. Hey, Shout out me for fucking sticking with the M's, Nick?
That fucking team.
Fucking
You're a sick bastard.
Fucking Robbie Ray.
You're a deviant.
I knew Robbie was going to come around. He's going to get us one.
Am I on? No, I stayed away from Colorado, San Francisco, and Philly and Seattle. I almost took Colorado again today.
I thought about it. Oh, there we go. D-backs down 2-0. Perfect. All right. This fucking. D-backs have been great.
Thought I apologized to the coin. Fuck!
Well, maybe you just say your bets first today and then I'll make a decision which one's
up. Yeah, you probably should. I mean, this is an absolute disaster.
That'll happen.
Attempted a god. What's a god to a non-believer?
You didn't just tempt it. You spit in its face.
And now?
Which is wild, too, because all you did was fade it. I think in the past you've been much more disrespectful towards it.
No, but I didn't even...
Consider?
You didn't even... The coin to me yesterday was nothing. It was.
It's more concerning that you guys didn't pay enough respect to the 20,000 screaming Caniacs.
That was more. That was troubling. So fucking stupid of me.
Put your face in Jeremy Swayman.
I mean, I'm
fucking, blame that on.
Hey, I stand by what I said. Run it back with the bees in Game Six. I'll go on down with the fucking teams, except the Oilers. I'm fucking out.
We do have.
Can't do it anymore. The fucking Oilers. The Oilers are the fucking Leafs, dude.
See, that one, the Oilers, when they win, they fucking win 7-0.
Yeah, but they should be winning that every game. Yeah.
I don't think anyone's expecting the Oilers to win a close game. It was surprising to see what the Leafs did winning a close
game. That was an incredible fucking
game.
Just
setting up for even better heartbreak.
Fucking A, blues.
Yeah, that was concerning.
Okay.
Wild or dead.
Yeah, and then last night in the NBA, two blowouts.
Favorites parlay is back, my friend.
The home teams are just dominating.
Yep.
In this. So, tonight we have three NHL games. We have dropped down to three because the Avs closed out the series against the Preds. Mm-hmm. We have two in the association. We've got a few in the MLB we can talk about. We got any footy tomorrow?
Yeah, a couple games.
What is tomorrow? Thursday?
Thursday.
Did Pulisic just score?
They have three on Leeds. Two. He did score, yeah.
Not a baby.
Leeds is fighting relegation battle all of a sudden.
City's up 3-1 on the Wolves.
Yeah, it's not good. The title hopes are
fading.
No, it's okay. Still got the chance. Let's go to the FA Cup final on Saturday.
You win fucking
the
chance.
I mean, the treble. You win the treble. You're still a good ball club.
Yeah. Okay, let's start. I'm going to switch things up. Let's start in the association tonight.
Jeez.
What do you mean, jeez?
Jeez.
What do you mean, jeez?
Go ahead.
Two games. Celts are up to 5.5, huh?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Is Time Lord in? We get a Time Lord report?
I don't know if Time Lord is in or not.
I mean, the way fucking Big Al's going.
Do we know if Uhtred has sent the Bucks another message or not? Because that is a huge thing in my handicapping for this game tonight.
It is absolutely massive, and I hope so, because I have a ticket on the Bucks that I've been sitting on for
because of Uhtred,
but it is concerning that although his main motivation there was for Drew Holiday,
correct,
I don't think Drew's played
incredibly well, to say the least.
But anytime you have the Dane landlord and the warrior of Mercia and the butcher of Wessex.
No, the butcher of Wessex!
All those names I just made up for him.
Yeah,
Mitt, good. Mitt, a beast.
Mitt, what side are you on?
What you got, Mitt? Hottest man in the association, brother.
I am leaning towards the Bucks plus the 5.5 here, Tony. Defending champs, dude. Giannis, come on.
You know what I'm doing. You know what I'll do.
What are you doing?
Celtics, Warriors, Moneyline Parlay.
I have one play tonight.
Taking the Grizz, aren't you?
No.
Under?
No. See, 10 was too much. I don't know if 4 is enough here. But I guess it is back in Memphis. I am so fucking... give me the Warriors minus the 4.
Ooh.
I'm on that as well.
Really?
This is the saddest bet I've ever placed in my life, but yeah.
What do you mean, sad?
Because Jaw's out.
I mean,
Kid's crushed.
I have a ticket on...
Kid's absolutely crushed.
Oh, you hammered the Grizz, huh?
Once the Lakers were out of the playoffs, I did hammer the Grizzlies to win it all just because I wanted a team to root for, so this is a really sad play.
I would like to say this now. I said it on Pat's show. I bet the Lightning to win this series about 17 times at this point. I will also be taking them plus 280 to win the series right now.
Is this a you hate the Leafs bet?
Yes.
Or is this a
no? No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay. Yes, it is.
No, look at this.
Yes, it is.
Hey, you are.
I hate
Toronto. We're fucking Tampa Bay Lightning two times Stanley Cup chops.
I get that. You are, but you are also an all-time spite better.
Me?
Yeah.
And we love you for it.
Do love you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it works.
But you're right. You have history on your side with this one.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Before we do move on to that. Wait, they don't play tonight, right?
Who?
No, because they played last night. Lightning play tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going for 17-0 after a loss. I will ride with you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have to.
Have to.
Unless you think.
And they're back in Florida.
Nah.
Unless you think that the Leafs have slayed their demons.
They got to win.
They can slay. They can slay them in game seven for all I care.
They were up 3-1 on fucking Habs last year.
Yeah, I'll be on Tampa as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, Mitt, what are your final association picks for tonight?
I got the Warriors minus the 4, and then I got the Bucks plus the 5.5.
I'm going to take the Warriors with you. And Gumpy's doing the favorites parlay.
Yeah, Celtics Warriors money line. Okay. Back on it. I'll be
Let me see if there's any boosts here for tonight. Tatum to score 25 and Celtics to win is plus 150.
Don't need it.
Steph, Clay, and Jordan Poole to each make 3+3s. It's plus 400.
Poole hasn't been shooting much.
Okay, so we'll stay away. Any first baskets for you tonight?
Or? Nah, I haven't hit a first basket since fucking... since fucking Obama was president.
Yeah, I'm so fucking emotionally. I just can't do it anymore. So
yeah, it is. It is quite a crushing blow to start a game, and I just don't know if I can bite that bullet.
I was really hoping when I woke up this morning after last night's performance, gambling. I was really hoping today was Friday, so that you know I could just not think about gambling for a couple of days. But here we are.
What day is it today?
It's Thursday.
All right.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's what?
I was pretty sure it was Wednesday.
You heard the man.
The only reason why I know that is because I titled
the day after Tuesday?
Today is the day after Tuesday.
Day after tomorrow.
I got to bet for fucking two more days after this? Oh, it's going to be a bad week.
Dig your way out, dude. It's the only way to do it. Dig your way
out. It's going
to
be a bad week.
Dig your way out.
I thought about betting the entire MLB slate today just to fucking shoot my way out of this.
It's a decent slate.
Let's go to the ice.
We're on the ice.
7-10. Penguins at Rangers.
Gonna keep doing what we've done all series long and hit Penn's money line.
Yep.
I will stay away. I do not want to fucking jinx them.
Got it. Yeah, it's not a jinx. It's what we've done. We need to step on a throat. The boys need to step on a throat, show they can eliminate the Rangers, show they can put more pucks past Igor and silence the MSG is going to be loud.
Finish it off, lads.
And the Rangers are going to come out absolutely flying for the first 10 minutes or so. You
fucking
you know.
Hold!
Exactly.
Yeah. Fucking big dick to me.
Okay, so you guys are on the Pens tonight.
Absolutely.
I'm going to take one. Actually, I'm going to take a couple here. Let's start in the Florida, though. Start in Florida.
Okay.
The way that series has gone, I feel like I must, as a gambler, take the plus 1.5 with the Caps.
Yeah, it's fair to do. I don't hate it at all. I don't trust Washington's goaltending. Now, they've made the goalie switch to Samsonov, and he came in and he looked great the first game he was in, and then he kind of got lit up.
Regressed to the mean?
Yeah, I shouldn't say got lit up because it was an overtime game, but... I mean, he didn't get it done for him. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Florida on home ice is exceptional. They're a great team on home ice. They've struggled to score. Their special teams play has been not great, although their penalty killing got a little bit better. I think Tommy Wilson's still out.
Yep.
But they are, what, 2 minutes away from being down 3-1 in this series?
Yeah. Yeah.
Empty net goal at the end of the last game.
So they showed some resolve. You got to like that.
Sure.
Learning experience for a team that hasn't had a lot of playoff experience against a veteran team like the Caps. I like Florida on home ice.
Okay. I'm going to take the Caps plus the 1.5. But that's good news for you.
Yeah.
You do anything here, Phil?
No, I'll put my feet up on this one.
What about the next one?
I'm not going to be greedy.
You're going to take the 1.5.
One and a half. Plus 1.5, minus 140. Take the 1.5.
Although I love the way Texas hockey plays in Calgary. They seem to ratchet it up on the road.
I mean, we gave up almost 60 fucking shots.
Yeah, that's not going to happen back-to-back games, is it? Are you taking the 1.5?
What's
that? I'm taking the 1.5.
I'll jump on it with you.
I mean, I'm obviously taking...
Texas hockey.
What are we talking
about? Well, I mean, maybe it's good for Texas hockey to get out of Texas because a lot of distracting things down there.
I don't know.
Maybe the boys were buzzing a little too much.
It just feels like... It's going to be hard to steal two in Calgary.
Yeah.
Would have been nice to just how only had to steal one, but I mean, why not?
1.5.
Markstrom's playing well. That's my concern. Markstrom's been playing quietly, been very good in this
now series. Here is the
but Otter, I mean, Otter's steady as they come.
Correct. Now here is the worry with the 1.5. So far in the playoffs, the 1.5, get it, like being the dog with the 1.5 hasn't done much for the teams.
No.
Last night, only won the Lightning. Well, yeah, the Kings, but they won outright.
Yeah. And it happened for the Kings earlier in the series. In game 1, they ended up winning outright. I mean, because I tried running that 1.5 with the Kings for a while, but they...
All right, fuck it. Moneyline, +188. Fuck it.
I am taking the 1.5 in this because I feel like these games have been close.
Okay.
We need in this a series. Fucking You're right, though. In the other series, they have not been.
Jamie Benn. Come on, lad. Victoria, lad.
Leader.
We need you.
Absolutely.
We don't need you fighting and shit. We need a goddamn goal.
Okay, so.
The puck in the net.
On the ice tonight, who you rolling with then, Nick?
Penn's money line. Panthers money line. Stars +1.5.
Okay. Val?
Guino's money line. Texas Hockey money line. Texas Hockey +1.5. Yeah, I can't bite. I can't do Panthers Capitals right now.
Okay.
I can't do it.
I'm doing Caps +1.5 and Stars +1.5. We'll see how it goes.
We shall see. Remember, teams that win game 5 go on to win 79.6% of the time.
Correct. In all playoffs. Boost for the NHL, there are none.
It's a good boost.
No boost, straight business.
It's fucking good boost. All right, let's head to the Diamond.
Hell yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Head to the Diamond.
Let's hit the hay.
Scores right now, fucking Miami's up 2.
Perfect.
Cincy's up 14-11 in the ninth.
We got a game.
Philly is 0-0 with Seattle. Colorado 0-0 with the Giants, but Giants have 2 on with no out.
I knew I should have taken the fucking Giants.
Yeah, I mean, I figured you would have.
Fuck!
But they were like $2 favorites.
Yeah, I would have laid the half.
Okay.
Come on.
4:10, game starting in first pitch in 8 minutes. Keegan Thompson and Nick Martinez. I did not handicap this one because there wasn't a starter earlier.
Give me big dick Nick Martinez, Padres first 5 money line.
What's Keegan Thompson done?
He's a 1 or 2 inning guy. Decent ERA. Pretty good, but, yeah. But I like Nick Martinez. He was good his last time out. Been pretty steady.
He has been pretty steady.
Yeah.
I'll stay away.
All right.
McGill is going against Aaron Sanchez. Mets. I'm taking the Mets full game.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, they're the better hitting team. In my opinion. So I would rather them get to the full game, which is now -188. It was not that earlier. I got it at, let me see here. Or no, I got them. I'm taking them run line, -1.5.
Holy shit.
What? Are you on the Mets or no?
Yeah, Mets first 5 -1.5.
So you're laying a half?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll lay the 1.5 for the full game. I want those Mets bats to get as many fucking hacks at it as they can. Aaron Sanchez for the Nationals.
Very good.
Very.
9 ERA.
Very, very, very good. 8.5 ERA. He gave up 6 in his last start. 3 before that. 4 before that. McGill's been a dog.
Yep.
So I'm going to go full game and lay the 1.5. You're going first 5. Laying the half.
Absolutely.
McClanahan's going versus Shohei. Tampa at LAA. I'm on Angels first 5 money line.
Ooh.
You on the other side?
Yeah.
Is this a spite bet?
Spite bet.
Seems as if you hate Shohei.
What's that about?
No. I just don't think he's as good of a pitcher as the numbers say.
Okay.
So I'll take McClanahan, who I think is very good, at +0.5.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the Angels because they are
good. They are rolling right now.
They are
now,
good against lefties, and if Shohei gives me 5, I'll be happy.
Yeah. I mean, Angels have been very good this year.
So I got the first five money line on the Angels there, minus 134. Next one we got, I didn't even bother to look at this one.
Are you kidding me?
Fucking Logui versus Joey Wentz.
Fucking Logui is he's a ball player, my friend.
Are you on the A's again?
Any chance I can take the A's at plus a half against the Tigers? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Give me Logue.
Sox at Atlanta. I was on the wrong side of this one last night. Tonight, I'm going to go Sox plus a half.
Welcome to the club, my friend. Red Sox plus a half. Evaldi. Here we go.
Yeah. Who's been... He's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Ian Anderson's also been pretty good.
Yeah.
Sox are swinging a better bat than Atlanta in this situation, so I'm taking them there.
There you go.
Urquidy and Archer. I wanted none of that. You're taking the Houston, aren't you?
What's that?
You taking Houston?
Yeah. I mean, Archer can't fucking keep pitching decent forever.
Maybe he's back.
Give me the Strohs, first five money line.
One that I'm very excited about, Baltimore at St. Louis. I don't know if it's still the case. I can look it up. But I got the Orioles plus 1.5, minus 130 earlier, wow. First five.
I'll take the Cardinals first half result.
Okay.
At minus 160.
Let me see if I'm still getting plus 1.5 here, first five. Yes, it is. Still plus 1.5, first five. Why am I doing that, you ask? Spencer Watkins, it's got a 3-2-2. Not bad. Mikolas, also been pretty good. Are you starting to come around on Mikolas?
Looks like it.
And Baltimore's been number three against righties. The last 5 weeks, over the last month at least. So I'm taking a shot with the Orioles here.
There you go.
Plus 1.5. I mean,
why not?
You know us.
Yeah.
And in the last game, we don't know who's going for KC. Are you doing anything?
Spire.
Oh, it has been announced?
Spire against Bush.
I'll stay away.
Yeah, I got rocked by the fucking Royals last night. Maybe a couple days
Royals,
off from
yeah,
the
Royals old, not.
The old fucking Royals.
You know? And then let's see here. Cleveland, Chicago is not going because Cleveland has COVID.
What's that?
Cleveland's not playing today because they have COVID.
The Guardians?
The Guardians are not playing today because they have COVID.
That should be a forfeit.
Who called the game?
What do you mean?
They just said we're not playing.
Cleveland had a COVID outbreak, so they're not playing. The Pirates won the series against the Dodgers. Just want that to be known. Nick, did you know that?
Say that again?
Buccos won the series against the Dodgers. Took 2 of 3.
That's awesome. Let's did see some Bucco Stooges starting to rally. All right, things are turning around. fucking May.
What do you mean the fucking Cleveland's out?
I'll let you read about it and then form an opinion and we can talk about it tomorrow.
Well, how many guys?
I don't fucking know. And how about Chris Paul doesn't score 15 points to get us the fucking boost yesterday? Are you kidding me?
That was fucking horseshit. The game was in
the
bag.
Add it to the fucking list. All right. So I have Mets full game run line, Angels first five money line, Sox first five plus a half, and Orioles first five plus 1.5. Go ahead.
What's that? Oh, sorry. I was...
Go ahead.
Reading up here.
Oh, you are reading.
MLB canceled it. Multiple. Yeah. Multiple.
Okay.
Come on, lads. What are we doing, Cleveland? Padres first five money line. Mets first five minus a half. Rays first five plus a half. A's first five plus a half. Red Sox first five plus a half. Astros first five money line. Cardinals first half result.
Okay. Good luck tonight.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Great luck tonight.
Great luck.
Good luck.
Nick, good luck to you tonight.
Good luck to you, Tony.
Mitt, good luck to you tonight.
Hey, Tony, good luck to you.
Everyone watching, good luck to you guys tonight as well. I know what you got. I was just saying good luck tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
Not yet tomorrow, because we're not... Now we'll do tomorrow.
Okay.
Footy.
La Liga, give me Real Sociedad money line at home versus Cadiz. Villarreal money line at Rayo Vallecano.
Ooh, I love that one.
And Tottenham draw no bet at home versus Arsenal.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be shy at taking Tottenham at plus money on the money line there either.
You know they are very up and down.
Yes, I do. That's why I took draw yes. no bet. Arsenal has been playing half decent. You okay. never know where you're getting out of both these teams,
no,
it feels
I know.
Like. But if Liverpool or if Tottenham drew with Liverpool, they should be able to mm-hmm. beat Arsenal, is the thinking.
Sox are now. Sox have lost the plus a half now. Glad we got it earlier.
Yeah.
Have we missed anything? Anybody?
Mitt?
Mitt, did we miss anything?
No.
Will you check the show notes?
You got any sweet bets for tonight?
No. If you haven't opted into the same game parlay on FanDuel for NBA, go and do that.
Smart. Every single night, right?
Yeah. It's new every night, actually. I thought it was every series. I was wrong. It's every night.
Sixers are shooting 20% on the road from three and 50% from the three at home, I believe.
I mean, I don't know what to do with that fucking series. Either of those games tomorrow.
I have a worry that Memphis is going to extend this one game.
What do you mean, like a worry? Because you took the Warriors tonight?
I took the Warriors tonight, and this is the first time that I've taken the Warriors in the series.
Listen, the end of the basketball season, we were riding Memphis any way we could get them.
Yeah, without Ja.
Yeah, without Ja. So, the only way... The reason why... I don't know... Like, I want to take them tonight because I know, like, the Warriors are experienced and I know that they are a little older, so that I think they're going to want to just fucking get this over with, get some rest before the next series.
I mean,
and they're experienced and they'll hopefully do that. We'll see.
Fuck. I want to take the Grizz, but.
You already took the Warriors. You can't go back.
Yeah, I know. It's just, they're going to get blown out. I don't know.
Who's going to get blown out?
I think the Grizz are going to get blown out. I think it's
not on their home court.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be really sad.
You ever been to a Grizz game?
No, I wish. I've heard that they're actually super fucking fun.
That's what I'm saying, man. Fucking Beale Street down there, Nick knows.
Beale Street?
Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah,
no Suns fucking. Suns minus Careful. Two tomorrow.
Ooh.
Sixers minus 2.5.
What Sixers the a phase? Fuck. It's been in those series, it's all about who's fucking home.
Doesn't Devin it feel Booker, like the Luka Sixers Doncic. Are
yeah, fucking Luka and Devin Booker not like each other?
They
Luka
fucking hate each other.
Kind of love that. Awesome. I really love that.
Luka's a
dumb. We need more of that.
I mean, if they're fighting each other for the next fucking 10 years, it would be awesome.
I agree. I need to win more fucking bets, too. Hopefully tonight.
Same. There you go. That's all you need to know. Steph Curry, when asked about the Warriors' game plan in Game 5 tonight, whoop that trick. Warriors.
Whoop that trick.
Never been more confident.
Bro, they're going to win by 25.
Yeah, does that make you feel better now?
Yeah, they're going to beat the shit out of
them. If Steph's dropping whoop that trick.
Yeah.
Here we are. Fucking here. Death game, jersey retirement game. Fucking whoop that trick is pretty high up on the list.
That's a big game. That's a big game.
Someone tweeted me earlier today about there's a game. Someone's being honored. Fuck. I missed it.
This, to me, reminds me of the Ja meme game.
There's an
Steph saying that. Steph's going to come out, drop like 35.
Okay. Whoop that trick.
Whoop yeah. that trick.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow, which is Thursday.
Today's Wednesday.
Which is Thursday, which is a get-out day for baseballs. And so normally some earlier games. I promise we will tweet out earlier games tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Promise. That's a fucking promise, okay?
Yeah.
And then we have a full slate of ice. We have the NBA. All is well. FA Cup?
Saturday?
Okay. I think we're good.
Nothing Friday. No footy Friday.
No footy Friday?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.